Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price making our way into this Wednesday evening. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor Reeves has confirmed former Escambia Supervisor of Elections David Stafford will become Pensacola's next city administrator. Under the city charter, the city administrator works directly for the mayor to oversee the city's daily operations and is the only senior director that doesn't require a confirmation vote by the city council. Stafford's first day, October 27th.
Number two.
The city of Pensacola has renewed an opportunity for redevelopment of the former Pensacola Motor Lodge site. City officials have issued a notice of intent to dispose, indicating the city's plan to sell the property located on West Cervantes Street. The notice will restart the project after a previous effort in 2024 was unsuccessful.
Number three.
Well, nearly 2 months after the Florida Doge audited Pensacola, Mayor Reeves says city still hasn't received the official report. Last week, Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia claimed over $1 million were wasted in Pensacola's budget, a statement disputed by city officials. Since July, Florida Doge has audited at least 12 counties and cities in the state of Florida.
All right, we're already knocking on the door of 6:15 here, and there's not too much of a traffic situation to really report to you, so we'll go ahead and knock out the traffic and weather together. Our first update this hour, let's see what we got here. Not much going on the roads, as I teased. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 83 degrees right now, so low 80s, not too bad. Low of 71 this evening. Going to have about a 20% chance of showers midday Thursday, so at most that'll bring up a pop-up shower or two. But once that dissipates, we are not going to see any rainfall chances on your Thursday night, and it's going to be sunny, mostly clear on Friday all the way through your weekend.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, nice big moon out there. Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says he will withhold his pay during the government shutdown. He highlighted the impact on various government agencies and particularly local military personnel here in Northwest Florida. Jimmy Patronis with Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida has a lot of people that count on the federal government for a paycheck. And then some people live from week to week. Some people live from month to month. Some people, you know, quarter to quarter. But some of those week to week folks are going to really start feeling some pain. And
well, Patronis also outlined airline safety in Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach. And coming up this hour, we'll hear from Pensacola Airport Director Matt Coughlin, giving us an update on what's happening at Pensacola International.
Santa Rosa commissioners will hold a public hearing Thursday on a proposed ordinance requiring residents to switch from septic to sewer when service becomes available. If passed, owners must connect within 365 days of notification.
Yeah, that's a very important thing in that transition. Stay on that. If you're a resident of Santa Rosa County, watch that one real closely. They meet tomorrow in a meeting, Santa Rosa County Commissioners, and I'm sure we will hear get a report for you tomorrow afternoon in terms of what went on at that meeting. Hey, you know, Escambia High School, I wanted to throw this in here. Escambia High School has been named one of 25 finalists in T-Mobile's Friday Night 5G Lights competition. If selected, the school will receive a $1 million upgrade to Emmett Smith Field. You can vote and support Escambia High before the October 24th deadline.
And UWF Center for Cybersecurity has been awarded a $9.6 million grant from the U.S. Department of War to expand its National Cybersecurity Workforce Development Program. This is the largest federal grant the university has received to date. UWF's interim president, Manny Diaz Jr., praised the grant as a recognition of the university's leadership in cybersecurity education.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, parts of Florida flooding despite a lack of rainfall as the full moon is making the high tides even higher. We talking about the full moon here. Big moon. Looks great. Julie Calhoun down in Fort Lauderdale this afternoon from Fox 7.
King tides rolling back in Tuesday night. And with it, rising tides and rising salt water in Fort Lauderdale's Victoria Park neighborhood. King tides occur during high tide and under a full moon, often in the fall. If you live by the water, king tides are nothing new. But this week, South Florida is seeing something different. Officials in Fort Lauderdale say this round is expected to hit record levels just shy of 3 feet. In Victoria Park Tuesday morning, neighbors say it's some of the worst they've seen.
And a man and woman from Northport facing charges after police say they left a juvenile along the side of I-75 in Sarasota County because he didn't want to tag along on a spur-of-the-moment trip to Guam or Idaho. Investigators say Bradley Leon Guerrero Santos and Rosanella Mendiola Borja told the juvenile to take care of the house before they drove away, leaving him with some cash and a couple of guns.
Listen, this story is concerning for many parents across Northwest Florida and the state of Florida. Actually, whooping cough cases in the state soaring this year, marking an 81% increase from 2024's number. FDOH reporting 1,295 cases. This is compared to 715 cases for the entire part of 2024. According to DOH data, 63% of cases are children 0 to 9 years of age. The increase has pediatricians really worried for children who are too young to be vaccinated or unvaccinated children who are the most at risk.
And a man is dead after fleeing Tampa police while handcuffed during an arrest downtown Tuesday night. Officers say he fell into traffic near North Ashley Drive after being tased and was hit by a car. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigating the in-custody death. Police say the arrest was tied to an ongoing investigation.
Okay, Florida lawmakers have started to file proposed budget assignments. This is for local projects as they return to the Capitol to prepare for the 2026 legislative session. Tuesday, the House and Senate started the first of a series of committee weeks in advance of the session.
And lastly here, the latest chapter of the Charlie Kirk legislative saga. A state lawmaker calling on public universities to pay tribute to Kirk. Dade City Republican State Representative Kevin Steele filed a bill yesterday. House Bill 113 requires roads or portions of roads on public college campuses to be named for Kirk. Those that don't comply would lose state funding. 619 here, we will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather for you, along with some hard-hitting national headlines, too, right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about EMS, the billing, who should pay for ambulance transports, and should that even be a government function. Baptist Healthcare CEO and President Mark Faulkner stopped by, and we answered some of the questions the community has around the whole old campus, new campus, demolition, funding, all of that stuff. Pace Avalon Midway fire funding in Santa Rosa County, and Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
You slip up or play the fool. Oh no more, oh no da, I'll be your golden boy. I will obey every golden.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623, News Radio 92.3. Former FBI Director James Comey pleading not guilty in federal court today after being indicted on alleged false statements he made to Congress while under oath. Alexandria Off has more from Virginia.
We fully expected for former Director Comey to maintain his innocence since he was indicted by a grand jury about 2 weeks ago. Now, we saw his family members enter in and out of the courthouse here in Northern Virginia. Spectators also have been camped out there. Comey actually used a back entrance himself, so we did not see him on camera. His arraignment before Biden-appointed Judge Michael Notmaoff was brief. Defense attorney Patrick Fitzgerald told the judge that representing Comey is the honor of his lifetime, and he's likely going to seek to have these charges dismissed. The government alleges that Comey lied under oath 5 years ago when asked if he had authorized someone at the FBI to leak information to the media. Comey has long denied any wrongdoing.
Okay, stocks mixed. Gold soaring today. Yeah, just over $4,000 an ounce. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
Stocks ending mixed, but the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notch record closes as investors digested the minutes from the Fed's latest monetary policy meeting in September. Fed officials are increasingly at odds over the path forward for interest rates, but the majority think that further rate cuts will be necessary this year. In the meantime, gold continues its record-breaking rally, rising above $4,070 a troy ounce. The Dow winners, Apple, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, IBM, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow down a point, the NASDAQ higher by 255, S&P 500 up 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Doggone it, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. Looking at the roads here, not too much giving you trouble if you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be. They hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long, so thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home this evening. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have in the middle of your Thursday about a 20% chance of showers. Very light, though. Shouldn't last too long, assuming that we get anything. And then come Thursday night, heading towards your weekend, we've got complete sunny, mostly clear skies, no chance of rainfall at all.
FAA ground stops and airport disruptions continue across the U.S. amid the ongoing government shutdown. Jeff Manassos on News Radio 92.3.
Air traffic controllers are considered essential workers, though who are not getting paid during the government shutdown.
and some have called in sick. That's led to worker shortages and delays in recent days at some of our nation's airports, including Chicago, Nashville, Seattle, and Minneapolis, where one concerned traveler tells us,
I'm hoping it doesn't get delayed, and I would have been really worried if it got delayed today because I'm going to my sister's wedding, so that's why I came a few hours early, so hopefully not on the way home either.
TSA is asking travelers to be patient, as the shutdown could also lead to longer security lines. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom responding to the arrest of the man accused of starting the Palisades fire. Newsom released a statement saying the arrest of a 29-year-old Florida man marks an important step toward uncovering how the horrific fire began and brings closure to the thousands of Californians whose lives were upended. He went on to say the state will continue to fully support the investigation, and he looks forward to the findings of the independent after-action report he's commissioned.
Afternoon, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy is demanding a hearing into reports that former special counsel Jack Smith spied on Republican senators. Ashna Hasni has more from Capitol Hill.
Senators tend to stand up for their own independence, their own privacy, and they're looking at this, and Democrats are thinking if it can happen to Republicans, it can certainly happen to us. Here's Senator Chris Coons.
Just on the surface of it would strike me as a significant invasion of the right of senators to conduct their jobs. So this is something I think needs urgent follow-up.
John Kennedy demanding a separate oversight hearing about this operation. Others have suggested tapping a special counsel and also pursuing prosecutions. FBI Director Kash Patel says there will be accountability.
Researchers suggest the West Coast is overdue for a 1-2 punch from the two largest earthquake faults. Geologists with the U.S. Geological Survey expect the San Andreas Fault could produce back-to-back earthquakes of magnitude 9 or higher. They say when that happens, there will be hundreds of billions of dollars in damage and widespread death. The fault cuts through California from the Mexican border to Eureka and the Cascadia subduction zone off the coasts of Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia.
627 News Radio 92.3. The Senate Commerce Committee looking into acquisitions that the Biden administration weaponized the government to police the speech of conservatives. Here's Mike Emanuel.
Senators today digging into jawboning, in this case using a government agency trying to shut down content. The Senate Commerce Committee digging into allegations the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, under the Biden administration policed free speech. Republicans argue the agency overstepped its authority and violated the First Amendment by developing internal systems to monitor and flag online speech. Republicans allege that CISA instructed social media giants like Twitter and Meta to moderate specific content. The government agency would flag material considered, quote, misinformation, with the expectation that Meta and Twitter would remove it.
Okay, a newly declassified report reveals then Vice President Joe Biden asked the CIA, this was back in 2015, to keep records involving his family ties to Ukrainian businesses absolutely private. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
American spies concluded, following the visit of the U.S. Vice President, redacted, officials within the Poroshenko administration privately mused at the U.S. media scrutiny of the alleged ties of the U.S. Vice President's family to corrupt business practices in Ukraine. These officials viewed the alleged ties of the U.S. Vice President's family to corruption in Ukraine as evidence of a double standard within the United States government towards matters of corruption and political power. On February 10, 2016, the intel official in charge of delivering the presidential daily briefing, or PDB, wrote, good morning, I just spoke with the VP NSA, Vice President National Security Advisor, and he would strongly prefer the report not be disseminated. Thank you for understanding.
Okay, we'll be talking some sports. Yep, coming up in less than 5 minutes. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. An apparent peace deal has been reached in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas. President Trump posting on Truth Social that I'm very proud to announce that Israel and Hamas have both signed off on the first phase of our peace plan. This means that all of the hostages will be released very soon, and Israel will withdraw their troops to an agreed-upon line as the first steps toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Israel.
Israeli television is reporting that a deal is imminent and that the signing ceremony would take place tomorrow between Hamas and Israel at noon here in the Middle East.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has released a statement referring to the hostages, saying, with God's help, we'll bring them all home. Earlier today, the president announced he could possibly head to Egypt this weekend. This has been a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. I can't wait for Red River this weekend. Steve Sarkisian and Arch Manning are struggling big time while Oklahoma is undefeated, but we still don't know if their quarterback, John Mateer, will be healthy enough to play on Saturday. This college football season has been truly unpredictable, and right now everyone is out on Texas after two losses, but I'll pick them to upset Oklahoma to continue the epic craziness we're seeing this college football season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil, a Wix filter, and a $15 gift card after rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Landrum Annual 5K Run Walk is Saturday morning, starting at the downtown Landrum offices. Everyone is encouraged to get out and get moving. Proceeds benefit Lakeview Center. The Taste of the Beach Food Festival is Saturday from 10 till 4. Come out for the flavors, the fun, and new features showcasing the best chefs and restaurants on the beach. Find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I could only hope for a stolen moment of her thoughts between the walk and club and all the drinks she'll have in a crowded room.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Mayor D.C. Reeves has confirmed former Escambia Supervisor of Elections David Stafford will become Pensacola's next city administrator. Under the city charter, the city administrator works directly for the mayor to oversee the city's daily operations, and it is the only senior director position that doesn't require a confirmation vote by the city council. Stafford's first day is October 27th.
Number two.
37 News Radio 92.3, City of Pensacola has renewed an opportunity for redevelopment of the former Pensacola Motor Lodge site. City officials have issued a notice of intent to dispose, indicating city plans to sell the property located on Cervantes Street. The notice will restart the project after a previous effort back in 2024 was unsuccessful.
Number three.
Nearly 2 months after the Florida Doge audited Pensacola, Mayor Reeves says the city still hasn't received the official report. Last week, Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia claimed over $1 million were wasted in Pensacola's budget. That's a statement disputed by city officials. Since July, Florida Doge has audited at least 12 counties and cities.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
So far, so good at Pensacola International Airport. 1 week into the government shutdown, the Pensacola Airport is not reporting really any major staffing or flight issues. Airport Director Director Matt Coughlin.
A few minor delays, but they're very minor in nature, 20 minutes here and there. But everything's on target, and all our departures are on time right now. That's not to say it won't change. So what I'd recommend to everybody is just track via text messaging with their specific airlines for alerts. And that's probably the best way to find out real time what's happening.
Yeah, so keeping our fingers crossed. Flight ops at PNS.
Yeah, so we were telling you about UWF Center for Cybersecurity being awarded a $9.6 million grant. Well, the Cyber Skills to Work program aims to create 62 educational pathways and prepare thousands of credentialed cybersecurity and AI professionals. The program focuses on hands-on skills and industry certifications for transitioning military, first responders, and veterans. The grant will fund coalitions, including partnerships with Purdue University Northwest and the University of Louisville.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
First it was the judge, then Jazz delivered as the Yankees live another day.
There's a drive to deep right field. New York leads for the first time in the series. Jazz Chisholm goes deep.
Jazz Chisholm with a solo blast on FS1 to give the Yankees a 7-6 lead. The Bronx Bombers would go on to win Game 3 of the ALDS over the Blue Jays 9-6. But the big blast, a home run by Aaron Judge, a game-tying three-run home run on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate. The Yankees had fallen behind in the game 6-1, so that Judge blast was huge. The Yankees and Jays play Game 4 tonight. The Yankees looking to stave off elimination again. Cal Raleigh and the Mariners are just one win away from their first ALCS appearance since 2001. After an 8-4 win over the Tigers in Game 3 of their ALDS series, Raleigh, Eugenio Suarez, and J.P. Crawford all homering for Seattle. Get this, the guy who caught Raleigh's home run, he was wearing a shirt that read, "Dump number 61 here." Game 4 this afternoon. And opening night on the ice in the National Hockey League. And the Stanley Cup champs, they picked up where they left off. After raising the Stanley Cup banner, the Panthers edged the Blackhawks 3-2.
The outlet to Rodriguez, center circle. Cross corner it goes. Leaning in, Samuskevich out in front. Score! Tiptoe by Boqvist! Out of midair from the Samuskevich feed. The Panthers have the lead.
Jesper Boqvist with a game-winning goal midway through the third period on ESPN. Elsewhere, the Penguins shut out the Rangers 3-0. Coach Mike Sullivan of the Rangers, his debut spoiled by his former club. And Martin Natchez with a pair of goals as the Avalanche beat the Kings in L.A. 4-1. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
We got two Conference USA games kicking off tonight, starting week 7 of college football. Missouri State will take on Middle Tennessee. That game's official kick set for 6:30, so should be getting underway right about now. Middle Tennessee 1-4 on the year, Missouri State 2-3. At 8 p.m., we've got Liberty taking on UTEP in El Paso. Both teams 1-4. I'd expect that from UTEP. Liberty, they must be going through a bit of a rebuild, Chris.
Okay, while we're in the middle of doing some sports here, congrats to Lisa Walsh. Mm-hmm. She is the Tap the News Radio app winner going to Saturday's FSU Pitt game at Doak Campbell.
Lucky.
Sure is. Kickoff 11 a.m. on that game, 12 noon Eastern time. But Lisa Walsh, big winner today. Thank you so much for listening to News Radio 92.3. We do appreciate that. An NFL head coach is a little lighter in his wallet after confronting a player over a real costly fumble. Can you say $100,000?
Arizona Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon has reportedly been fined $100,000 by the team for his viral sideline altercation with running back Amari DiMercato. The running back dropped the football before crossing the goal line in the fourth quarter of Sunday's 22-21 loss to the Tennessee Titans on what would have been a 72-yard touchdown run. Gannon was seen walking over to DeMercado on the sideline and getting in the running back's face. As he was finishing his rant, Gannon began walking away and appeared to make contact with the running back's right arm, Gannon saying he apologized to both the player and the team on Monday. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And speaking of the NFL, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks it was a terrible decision for the NFL to book Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. Reporters caught up with Johnson outside the House chambers Tuesday and asked him about the controversy. He admitted, though, that he didn't know who Bad Bunny was before he was announced as the headliner.
Here's today's health news.
Meals being offered in low-income schools were recently evaluated. And boy, they got some good scores. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health, an encouraging study on school meals. Researchers looking at data from a 10-year-old federal universal free meal program for schools in low-income communities. The program's called Community Eligibility Provision, or CEP. They looked at the medical records of more than 155,000 children in more than 1,000 schools. Results showing the number of students with high blood pressure fell nearly 11% over a five-year period. Investigators believe the reason being school meals were healthier, which not only helped blood pressure, but also improved a child's weight. You can get more information about food assistance programs at USDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Inhalers, the type used for treating respiratory ailments such as asthma, are releasing large amounts of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. A new study finds that the inhalers contain propellants, creating emissions equal to more than 500,000 cars each year. Researchers warned that the inhalers may be contributing to the factors that create respiratory problems in the first place. The study was published Monday in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Dolly Parton has set the record straight about her health. I know a lot of confusion from her sister. Please pray for my sister, Dolly. She's
not feeling the best.
She's not well. Dolly says, I'm feeling great. Here's the latest on that.
Dolly Parton is weighing in on her health struggles after fans grew concerned about the country legend following her sister Frida's Facebook post asking for prayers for Dolly's health. In a video she posted to social media, Parton, dressed in country gear, spoke directly to fans.
Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate.
She continued that she appreciated the prayers, too, explaining that when her late husband Carl was sick, she let a lot of things go. And when she got around to it, the doctor said she needed to take care of some things. Her husband, Carl Dean, died in March at 82. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Sad story to pass on to you this afternoon. Joan Kennedy, ex-wife of the late Senator Edward Kennedy, has died at 89. Matt Murphy has more on the story.
The former model and classically trained pianist married into the Kennedy dynasty in 1958. Joan and Ted Kennedy had three children, Ted Jr., Patrick, and Kara. She witnessed the assassinations of brothers-in-law John and Robert Kennedy and endured Ted Kennedy's Chappaquiddick scandal. Battling alcoholism and depression, she eventually separated and divorced Ted after years of turmoil. Later, she became a vocal advocate for mental health and addiction recovery. Her son Patrick Kennedy called her a quiet pioneer whose courage broke stigma, inspired others to seek healing, and left a lasting legacy in Boston and beyond. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. And Austin's looking at that traffic and weather together this afternoon.
Luckily, not much to look at. We are dealing with some pretty clear roads right now, if dealing's the right word for it. So if you got any backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for much longer. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Officially, there's about a 20% chance of rainfall in the early half of this evening, bleeding into tomorrow morning. But haven't seen anything yet. I would not expect to see a ton if you get anything. And that 20% chance is going to rear its head back around midday. Day Thursday, but that's very short-lived as well. After that, heading into Thursday night onward, no rainfall chances. Friday and the weekend should see sunny, mostly clear skies.
Yeah, Alan Strum saying 7 days of zeros.
Yeah.
That's the way it went. Just enjoy it. And I will. Lower temps continue to head east on the national picture. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean is in with a forecast.
A cold front continues to march towards the eastern seaboard, bringing with it showers and thunderstorms and the potential for flooding with some cooler air behind it. Temperatures could drop near or below freezing for parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes on Thursday after record-breaking heat the last few weeks. Tropical moisture streaming in from Hurricane Priscilla in the Pacific will threaten the southwest with heavy rain and flooding issues through the weekend. We're watching the potential of a coastal storm late this week, which the east will need to monitor. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump calling for retaliation against Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson as they accuse him of abusing his power in an immigration crackdown. Jeff Manasso has more from Chicago.
President Trump on Truth Social calling for Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to be jailed, accusing the two Democrats of failing to protect federal immigration officers amid recent violent attacks on agents. On X, Pritzker saying in part, "I'm not backing down. Johnson, I'm not going anywhere." Also telling us Tuesday,
"The fact that he has declared war on the city of Chicago is disconcerting to say the least."
That as legal action plays out over the deployment in suburban Chicago of the Texas National Guard and soon-to-be-deployed Illinois Guard troops that the president has federalized. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The S&P 500 posted gains today after snapping a seven-day winning streak yesterday due to a drop in shares of Oracle that allegedly left investors pondering the longevity of the AI trade. The U.S. government shutdown is also in its second week now. The Dow falling 1 point, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both setting fresh record highs, up 39 and 255 points respectively. Meanwhile, the FAA is reporting air traffic control staffing issues are delaying flights at several airports as the shutdown rolls on. The agency says many flights are being delayed at Nashville, Newark, New Jersey, and Chicago, among others. AST Space Mobile today announcing a deal with Verizon to provide cellular service from space beginning next year. Crude oil futures for November are down 0.8%. They're above $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
There's been a substantial drop in the number of international students coming into the U.S. Jill Nato is on News Radio 92.3.
The National Travel and Tourism Office says the number of overseas visitors coming into the U.S. on student visas this past August was down 19% compared to August of 2024. Many students who had planned on coming to the U.S. had trouble getting a visa. Still others were impacted by a travel ban for 19 countries put in place by the Trump administration. Schools in other countries have seized the chance to attract students, especially the UK. And many Chinese students who are planning on heading to the U.S. have decided to stay in their home country. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
Wanted to get you some more details on this. Tesla showing off cheaper versions of its Model 3 and Model Y electric vehicles, if you were so inclined. The cars, called the Model 3 Standard and Model Y Standard, are around $5,000 cheaper than the premium version, starting at around $39,000 and $41,000, respectively. The new models will be available in December or January and come after the federal government eliminated the $7,500 tax credit for electric vehicles.
You know, we touched on that on Tuesday, and the major changes, I guess the cosmetic changes you'll see, you know how those Teslas have the lights across the front, the headlights across the front. Now they're going to singular lamps. And they won't have that. That probably saves you $20,000.
A bombshell.
Right there. Prices, while we're speaking about prices being reasonable, prices of coffee are on the rise and unreasonable. Grinding budgets amid the president's trade war. Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti in New York City. She's at a coffee shop this evening with more for us.
Double espresso, splash of milk would cost you $4. And 7 cents roasted coffee prices are up 22% in the past year. Bad weather, you've got droughts, frosts, heat waves, all impacting the coffee producing crop. And that weather has hit production in a big way. And right now there's a 50% tariff on coffee from Brazil. That's the nation's biggest coffee supplier. And it's Joe Coffee's biggest supplier telling customers this. We decided to add a 1.5% surcharge to all transactions rather than implementing an item-based price increase.
651, 9 away from 7 News Radio 92.3. A judge has dismissed a civil summons for a former writer for the hit TV series The Bear. This is in dispute about how he sat on a New York City train. Does this make any sense to you? If it doesn't, Carmen Roberts has the details.
A New York City judge dismisses a civil summons for disorderly conduct against Alex O'Keefe, a former writer for FX's The Bear. Last month, police responded to a call from a Metro North train where they handcuffed and removed the 31-year-old after a complaint over how he was sitting. O'Keefe, who is black, accused the transit officers of racial targeting.
This white woman said she didn't like the way I was sitting on the train, so you call the police.
Sound courtesy of Alex O'Keefe via Storyful. The Metropolitan Transit Authority said O'Keefe violated the rules by spreading his legs on an adjacent seat and refused to leave the train. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
6:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather tonight, but also some pop culture notes and more frivolous headlines for you right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. A goal! Yeah! Four-man rush. Mendoza stepping up. He goes down.
House call! Touchdown, Florida State! Touchdown, FSU!
Start your college football day this Saturday with the Florida State Seminoles and the Pitt Panthers in a key ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU welcomes the Pitt Panthers Saturday. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. At the house when you're my lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not.
Pensacola right now.
Dancing shoes on this afternoon for that one. News Radio 92.3.
Man.
Oh, that's good stuff.
When I got to tell you, when I put the Pensacola Right Now drop, I felt like such a DJ when
well,
I did that.
Well, you did.
That was our producer tag.
Just a wonderful job on that one. It is 6:55. Yeah, and as you said off mic, it's dark outside. Yes, it is. And the traffic's flowing, and so is the weather. What's up?
Yeah, traffic and weather flowing on all cylinders right now. Luckily, not too much going on the roads. That's the way it's been for a while now. So if you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for very long. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 87, low of 65. Like what, a 20% chance of rain? rain in the middle of your day officially, but that shouldn't result in much. And then after that, no rainfall chances for the next several days.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, late actor's daughter calls for AI versions of her father to stop. We're talking about Robin Williams. This is the case we're talking about. It's his daughter, Zelda. Michelle Polino has more on this report.
Zelda Williams is calling out fans for sending her AI-generated videos of her late father, Robin Williams. She posted on Instagram Monday, writing, "Just stop sending me AI videos of Dad. Stop believing I want to see it or that I'll understand. I don't, and I won't." She continued, "To watch the legacy of real people be condensed down to this vaguely looks and sounds like them, so that's enough. Just so other people can churn out horrible TikTok slop, puppeteering them is maddening. You're not making art. You're making disgusting, overprocessed hot dogs out of the lives of human beings." The legendary comedian and actor died in 2014 at age 63. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I mean, yeah, how tone deaf can you be? I mean, hey, your dad's dead. Want to see this video pretending that he's not? Like, what? A New York City-based app putting the word double in online dating. Plot twist allows singles to team up a friend in order to connect with other pairs of single people for low-pressure hangs without so-called superficial swipes. The idea is to arrange group get-togethers in order to meet people without the pressure that singles often feel with the average dating app. The company was formerly known as Foreplay Social, but rebranded to reflect what it labels a shift from stale dating experiences to a focus on friendships and amusing stories and perhaps an unexpected romance.
Thinking about maybe making a trip up the East Coast this weekend, you know, grabbing the family, taking them up there, might want to reconsider bad weather heading that way. The East Coast experience an increased risk of flooding. This is ahead of a powerful nor'easter, and it's happening this weekend. Bane Froney has more from Isle of Palms, South Carolina.
We have sunny and clear skies throughout South Carolina today, but tomorrow that all changes. We're watching for a low pressure system that's starting to develop just off the coast of the Carolinas. It'll be bringing in some gusty winds and intense rain, causing flooding on roads and coastal areas. And this is a spot that's already dealing with coastal flooding due to king tides that have been impacting the coast for the past few days, continuing into the weekend as well. We're watching for this nor'easter developing as it starts to move more towards the northern portions of the eastern seaboard of the United States. A high pressure system off to the northeast will keep it mostly to the Carolina coast, watching out for more flooding impacts through the weekend. In Isle of Palms, South Carolina, I'm Fox Weather meteorologist Bane Froney.
Tron: Ares is looking to get off to a fast start at the box office. The third film in the Tron franchise, looking to make between $45 and $50 million in its debut weekend. Also new this week is Roof Man, starring Channing Tatum, which is looking to make between $8 and $12 mil. Lastly, Jennifer Lopez's Kiss of the Spider-Woman, projected to bring in $1 to $3 million in its debut.
Well, the celebrity guest list at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is getting a whole lot bigger. Here's Michelle Polino.
A star-studded lineup will take the stage at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony with Elton John, Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Questlove, 21 Pilots, Missy Elliott, and Ray among the presenters. Black hole sun. The ceremony honoring Soundgarden, Bad Company, Outkast, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, and the White Stripes will be held November 8th in Los Angeles and streamed live on Disney+. Salt and Pepper will receive the Musical Influence Award alongside Warren Zevon. Other stars set to participate include Beck, Brandi Carlile, David Letterman, Flea, Iggy Pop, Killer Mike, and Teddy Swims. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, congrats to Lisa Walsh, winner today. Tap the News Radio app. A couple of tickets going out to FSU Pitt. We're going to do it again tomorrow, starting at 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Austin in at 5:15, picking the winner. Hey, have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 for Austin and Chris. This is News Radio 92.3.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.